There is a thing that's the most important thing you need to figure out first, which is how to make an app that people will not just download, but use and keep using.
Yep.
That needs to be your religion at the beginning, right? Yep.
You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Steli Efti and Heaton Shaw, who insisted on having Steli's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers.
Shut up!
If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
Hey everyone, this is Steli Efti and Heaton Shaw with the Startup Chat. Probably the world's best business podcast.
Maybe.
We'll have you decide that at the end of the day. Today, what we want to talk about is two things, really. On the one hand, we want to talk about how to launch a mobile app and how to do it right.
Yep.
And we're inspired to talk about this topic because we both got an email yesterday from one of the listeners.
Yep.
Heaton, tell us a little bit about that email.
Yeah, we got an email. We talked about this guy, one of the first two or three podcasts, and how Steli and I were at MicroConf. This was episode 2, actually, and how we helped this guy, and he started already taking action within hours, literally, of us talking to him.
Yep.
And he had basically a bias towards action, or we helped cause that.
Yeah.
And so it's been, I think, 2 months.
Yeah.
Roughly. And he emailed yesterday and gave us an update on what happened, and it turns out he's actually building a mobile app. And he decided to do it. He explained why he decided to do it. That's fine. I ignored all that part. I was like, well, you decided to do something and you're emailing us, so I won't break that down. And he had a lot of logic behind it, so I didn't want to go break that down.
Yeah.
But he was looking for advice on what he should do to release a new mobile app.
Yes.
That was the bottom line. And the update on that on him is that he's actually still taking action, even though it's months later.
Yeah.
And he is still using us to sort of track his progress, so to speak.
Exactly.
So let's just talk about the last bit first.
Yep.
So I got a chance to respond before you did, because I know if I didn't, you would have. And I ended up writing an essay, which I often do, but we'll get into that. And at the end, I was like, hey, you should update us monthly. I was actually thinking weekly, but like I didn't, I'm not Steli.
Yeah.
And then I told him, maybe you should put it on your calendar. And then Steli came in and said, hey, you should just put it on your damn calendar right now. Right now.
Right the fuck now.
And so he did that.
So first of all, it's awesome to read that email. You know how many times people say, I'm going to keep you up to date. Yeah. Almost every conversation I have with a founder ends with me saying these words. Hey, dude, now I'm a little bit invested in your life and your story.
Yeah.
Keep me in the loop.
How many keep you in the loop?
Maybe a handful.
Yeah?
Maybe a handful.
You're lucky?
Barely. Maybe like 3, right? I'm trying to round it up to a hand.
Is 5%, 10%?
Less. I talk to so many people.
So barely anybody.
Barely anybody keeps me in the loop. But the people that do keep me in the loop, you know what happens? Yeah. I get more and more invested.
Yeah.
And they get more and more of a social capital with me, or an account in terms of the favors they can ask of me.
Right.
Or the amount of help that I want to give them. Because now I've been with you for the last 6 months.
Or even how much you understand, like what they went through.
Yes, how much context I have, how much I care, how much I respect them for keeping the grind and keeping me in the loop. And then how much I'm going to go at war for them and do real things for them.
So for example, just to be tangible, if someone kept you up to date, let's say even on a monthly basis, by the time they had a need like hiring somebody, you could help them hire.
Yeah.
Or tweeting about something about them because you followed them. So it's a genuine, right?
Yes.
Or even like helping them raise money.
Yes.
I know you have investors. I know you know people. Then you can at least say, I know this person. I know what they've done. In fact, some of my favorite personal investments and ones that I can support are people who I knew even 6 months before they decided that they needed to take money.
Yeah.
But they had a business, right?
Yep.
And by then I knew a lot about them, and I could go to an investor and say, hey, this person, I've helped them. They're coachable. I can prove that because when they started, they were like this. And by the time, you know, they're coming to you, they've evolved. And now they're this. And that's why they're talking to you. So you can tell a better story than somebody you just met last week, right? To make an introduction or whatever.
Yes.
So,
the first thing that I would tell investors is that I met this kid 6 months ago. He's been keeping me in the loop. He's been giving me updates every fucking week for the past 6 months.
Yeah.
Like, this kid is legit. Like, this kid is not fucking around. And here's the progress that he or she made. Here's the things they've done.
Yeah.
Here's the way they responded to feedback. I mean, I have a relationship now with you, right? Versus I had a conversation with you 6 months ago that I barely even remember.
Right.
So keep people in the loop. That's a big strategy of winning, especially when you talk to people that you consider. Like, I have people that ask me, can you be my mentor? And I'm like, why don't we date for a while first?
Yeah.
Like, or I want you to be on our advisory board.
Yeah.
How about we date for a minute? Right?
Yeah.
How about every month you reach out to me with a question or something you need.